Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You like this song? Niall Horan, 405 and 605. Jane has tickets.
Yeah, this is
Jane.
This
says.
Is for his world tour next year, coming to Shoreline Saturday, August 4th.
Is she doing this all week or just today? 405 and 605.
I believe for the rest of the week. What's today? Wednesday. So yeah. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I was just about to go over there and hit the Jane song, but Bryn came running in.
Jane, you're playing a game called Carl and I Get By Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same.
Is that the one?
Oh, Janie Cakes! Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. I just got the button now, so I know which one to hit.
Great, good. So in the future, when Bryn's in there doing stuff.
Jane, you're playing a game that you never can win, girl. King, 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 king.
What?
Ask you.
Did you just say?
I don't know the words there.
Gink, 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 gink. Like a cat and a mouse.
Okay, we can be over if you want, but.
Jane's on this afternoon, everyone.
I don't know any of the other
You'll
words.
Enjoy her show.
Yep.
She wears black boots and red lipstick and.
Black shirt and black tights.
She gets on Snapchat and she makes video posts where she is just feeling herself. Mm. And I don't mean
feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
She knows how to promote.
Yep. Brand Jane. It's Jane. This part of the show is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. This morning, we had a hearty belly laugh over Ellen DeGeneres' show. Sarah Paulson was on her show. I love Sarah Paulson.
Who?
Every time I bring up Sarah Paulson's name, you go, who? She's the chick from American Horror Story. She's always a different character on that. She was the one who wore the silver robot dress with the weird parted, you know.
She played Marcia Clark in the O.J. Simpson
story. Oh, that's what I should say. Because then you would know her.
Right.
And married to...
An old lady.
The old lady.
Right. She's married to an older woman. So, Sarah Paulson.
Holland Taylor, that's her name. Yeah.
The mom and two men and a baby.
Yes, two and a half men.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Charlie's mom.
The baby things, right. So, Ellen, on her show yesterday, she had Sarah Paulson on. And as you are probably well aware, she's quite the little prankster.
Oh.
She's always pulling a prank, always trying to scare people. So she gets Sarah Paulson pretty GD good over and over and over again.
Oh.
She just won't stop with it. It's almost like the more you say, please don't, Ellen, I get super scared and I think I'm going to have a heart attack, the more she's like, let's just see if you do.
Well, that's how you are.
It's true.
Right.
Tell me not to do it.
No big surprise there.
I didn't even care about it. And then you tell me I can't do it. And I'm like, well, I'm doing it.
Right.
So Ellen and Sarah Paulson, what a fun day they had. And we have put that video up at the Facebook page.
Yeah, Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. There's a little tiny bit of it here.
Yeah, take a look at this, Vinny. This is after the first time she scared her. Okay, so she's clearly been gotten another time.
She never even turned around. She didn't even know.
She didn't see who did it. And it was a scary thing.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty good.
Go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for our... we laughed our asses off this
morning.
Yeah,
that's pretty
little
cute.
Little video piece from Ellen.
She almost had a heart attack. Cute.
Yeah. Adorable. She's like a good screamer, too. She gets the full on...
She's into it.
Yeah.
I'm like that. I'm like
full
that.
Full commitment.
When I watch a scary movie, I will... You'll know. Mm. I will scream. And apparently now that I've had a kid, I cry. Who knew?
Woke up your emotional being
sure,
inside.
Sure, it's great.
Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic for as little as $99. An experienced lawyer will go to court for you.
I love it.
Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay. The 19th season finale of Big Brother is on tonight at 8 o'clock at CBS.
And the world
Welcome
said,
Yeah. They're all saying, boy, it's a little late.
No, thanks.
I'll be totally watching every minute of it. Every minute of it.
Well, I hope, honestly hope,
that Paul doesn't win.
That I get burned and that it's epic.
No,
and
that somehow it won't be epic. You're right. He's going to win.
There's going to be this turnaround.
Although they all hate him now and they're all talking about him in the jury house.
I hope that it happens, that I get burned, and that it turns out to be the best finale of all time.
It won't, but
because
thank
it's
you
been
for
the
well
worst
wishes.
Season.
It's a terrible season
that I've ever seen,
and I'm still watching it because I do love the show. But it's been so boring and predictable since halfway through the damn season. He is just, but I got to give it to him. He played the game he needed to play to get where he's at right now.
He ran every second of the whole show.
And they all, oh my God, the best thing. Did you see the thing where Raven's in the jury house and she's talking about how she and Paul plotted the whole summer? And her probably a little bit more than Paul.
No, but I did
hear. It was great. They all start laughing.
Hear about it, yeah. Well, what I love is all of the stuff that she was doing where she's like, yeah, my mom was an Olympian.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they just show
her
string
of lies.
Yeah, my mom's
in Mensa. I mean, so am I.
Oh, they're all lies?
They're all lies.
All
she
lies.
Just has this string of lies she spits
herself.
Out. And as they put them all together, it's hysterical.
It's a sickness, though. I think, I mean, it's like...
So she's not doing it to mess with them. She does
believe it. It's like deep-seated insecurities. Like, she's got to find a way to one-up everybody. Uh-huh. Like, they are telling their story, and so she's got to tell the thing that one-up it and one-ups it. And she's just... And it's... like laughable a lot of it.
Well, yeah, the Mensa one, I forget who was listening to her when she was telling it, but he's just looking away from her because he can't keep his
and then he goes
face.
Then he goes, so what's your what was your GPA? She goes, dance.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
effing Mensa member. Uh-huh. Tell
me
more.
What did he say when she
nothing
said
just looked, she goes, oh yeah, oh, in English
weren't
or
they
something
in the kitchen,
yeah,
like
they were
making dinner or something, right. And the guy's just looking away like, oh my God.
Well, it's just so, I mean, you know, do you call the person out or you just go, they're sick. There's something wrong there. There's something really wrong. Like, I was reading a blog post about all, they took every claim that it's pages of crap that she's broken this bone, that bone she has, because she's got like some pacemaker buried. She really does seem to have a device implanted in her, but that she's going to die. And she can't eat this or that because it'll kill her. But then there she is eating it. And on and on and on, just these crazy stories from her life that are totally not true.
Who was it the guy from SNL or who left SNL that she, within 5 minutes, shows the pacemaker? And he goes, in less than 5 minutes, right. Maybe hold off on that.
Right.
Or something.
Bobby
and I
Moynihan.
Just, yeah, I guess that's not a lead. I have a pacemaker in my tummy. Okay.
I am on SNL.
What's her name again?
Raven. She's the one that Zingbot called a clown, and she didn't know why.
Is it because of her makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got really bad fake hair, too.
Oh, she does. What they call it? Oh, my God, she got in a fight with her showmance guy they were showing the other day, and he was, like, calling her hair a wig and stuff. I mean, don't worry, they made up. They still banged that night, because apparently they did that every night.
Someone wrote in and said that she did a different guy the first night.
The first night?
The first night. I don't know.
Someone
wrote in, a texter wrote in and said Raven had hooked up with a different guy the first night and then went over to Matt and was with Matt the rest of the time. But the first night was with someone else.
Wow. Play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Anyway, tonight it all wraps up, and then maybe we'll stop talking about it. You don't know that for sure. Although, oh my God, there's going to be a celebrity version. Everybody's going to watch that, right? You guys are going to watch that, aren't you? Come on, you see it's celebrity.
I'll check it out. Depends on who the celebrities are.
I'm with you.
I don't care who the celebrities are. I just want to see them.
And Survivor starts any minute,
too. Oh, God. Every time they show Jeff Probst, I'm like, Julie Chen, you should be watching this. That's
Chen
how you host.
Is fantastic. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We work for her husband.
That's got nothing to do with it. I think she's good.
Oh, yeah. I know you do. I've never heard you say anything different.
Oh, my God.
I just said I've never heard you all say right anything different. Here are the Hot 100. These are the top songs in the country at this moment, as declared by Billboard magazine. And number one, I believe this is for the second week in a row. Oh, no. Did she debut at number four? At number one 4 weeks ago?
You know, that
ago?
First week was kind of weird because they put out the charts really late. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's number one again. Look what you made me do. Taylor Swift. Going dark.
So Kelly Clarkson's new song isn't in the top 10?
It is not, sir.
Huh.
Did you see it on the charts this morning when you were looking?
Not, well, I mean, no, clearly I didn't look not that the hard. Top 10. I looked at the top 10 100.
You look at number 100.
So. Right. I ended up watching the video for it.
God, that song is so good. She's such a good singer. As if I'm telling you something you didn't already know. Oh my God, have you guys heard of this Kelly Clarkson? What a good singer
so
she is.
So that didn't chart. All right.
Well, it didn't get in the top 10. I'm sure it's on the charts now.
I don't see it.
Oh.
All right.
I'm scrolling down right now.
That's bizarre.
I'm at 60 right now. Love So Soft?
Yep.
Yeah.
62.
Oh. It's very low. Mm-hmm. I feel like that should be a huge hit for her. Maybe yeah. The climate's way up.
Well, it probably will be.
You know what it does? It reminds me of her song Walk Away, which mm-hmm. is like my favorite Kelly Clarkson mm-hmm. song.
The song that it reminded me
oh,
of ended up being a Nelly Furtado and Timbaland song.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that, wait, is that the dude's name?
Yeah.
Something I'm sensitive or I'm... It doesn't matter. You don't need to play it. But I went looking for it last night and went, oh, that's the production
sound. Oh, sure. Yeah, this was a huge hit.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
It's just, anyway.
This is random. Even by Weird Al Yankovic standards.
Huh?
Weird Al is teaming up with John Stamos... And Finn Wolfhard. Anybody know who Finn Wolfhard is? Finn Wolfhard.
Sounds like some kind of producer.
Wolfhard.
Is he a producer?
Nope. He is one of the kids on Stranger Things. He's the one who falls in love with Eleven. And he was the one who was just in the movie It.
Oh, so he's the up-and-comer.
He is.
He's the big star.
Which one was he on It?
He's the kid with the thick glasses.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Richie Tozier,
he's
I think
really
he plays.
Good.
So he and actually a whole bunch of other people, Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad, singer El King, Richard Kind from Mad About You and Spin City.
Mm-hmm.
I love that
He's
guy.
Fun.
They are performing an in-concert version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I guess they're all, I don't know, they were all at dinner and they figured out that they were huge fans of all the music from this. So they're doing two shows at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A., November 3rd and 4th.
What?
I know. So Mike Wheeler is, Finn played Mike Wheeler on Stranger Things. Finn is playing Charlie Bucket in the concert. John Stamos is going to be singing this song, Pure Imagination.
Oh.
Weird Al is going to be the Oompa Loompas. I don't know how he pulls this whole thing off. And the show will be presented in Smellorama. So the crowd will be presented with exclusive snatch and sniff. Golden tickets.
Snatch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff.
Well, anyway, John Stamos is handsome.
He certainly is. That is true, Vinny.
So people will go and see him sing this, I imagine.
Well, if I was in, I love the music from this. So good. I think Elle King is doing, in the longer story that I read, she's going to do the Veruca Salt song, I Want It Now. Or like, you know, she's telling her dad she wants one of the squirrels. She winds up getting it. Anyway, I think Al King's doing that.
I want it all.
All right. I just want to quickly get to the Ryan Phillippe thing. The police are saying that they didn't charge him in the initial supposed attack on his ex-girlfriend because they took one look at the stairs that she said he'd thrown her down and said, you'd be way more hurt.
Oh.
If you had been thrown down these stairs, and she said twice, she said she got up and went back up the stairs and he threw her down again. They're like, you're just not hurt enough to have had this happen. And that's why when they refused to press charges, that's why she's suing for $1 million. His ex-girlfriend, her name is Paula Slagter. She, on March 26th, filed an annoying or harassing electronics communication harassment report against him. She claimed Ryan sent a slew of texts to her after their breakup, many laced with vulgarities, accusing her of infidelity and attacking her personally.
Is the same girl?
No, different girl. This is another.
Paula Slagter.
Slagter, S-L-A-G-T-E-R.
Pull up her picture.
She's gorgeous.
She is.
Surprise.
Right.
No physical threats, but it was aggressive. In at least one of the texts, he called her a hoa, and the texts were extremely angry. Paulina dropped the, this is this new girl, Paulina Slagter. She dropped the case shortly after filing it because she didn't want the publicity. The case is closed, but she did tweet, presumably in response to Ryan's latest ex-girlfriend's physical abuse allegations, this tweet. When there's smoke, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, man, that is.
Yeah, it is. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Okay, she's got a, they have a lot of pictures together.
No, they were, I don't know how long they were together, but they were exes as of March of this year.
But they were actually together. I don't think this other.
No, this other girl was trying to be together and. Right. He said no, and she got mad.
He was trying to not be together, I think.
Yeah.
Guys are super gross. We're so gross.
Yes.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. You can download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to Alice anytime, anywhere. We even updated the picture. It's wonderful. The all-new Radio.com app. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. You're going to love it.
Clickety click.
We have people working on it round the clock.
Oh my God.
To deliver the best possible website of all time.
That's why it's so award-winning.
Right. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Computer Magazine says RadioAlice.com. Mwah! I don't know how you spell that, but they did it.
M-W-A-H. Mwah.
Right.
Mwah.
Mwah. Perfection. That was a different magazine. They said the same thing. Yeah.
That was Computer Today.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. Computers Now said spectacular.
Bah. Anyway, here's what's happening. Okay, so I wanted to bring this up just because I noticed it this morning and went, you got to be kidding me.
What?
With the stories already. So the story started on Snapchat, which, you know, fine. You're on Snapchat or you're not. Mostly it's kids, right? But then Instagram said, hey, that looks like it. Since we can't buy you, we'll just do you.
We'll just copy you.
And so Instagram's doing the stories, and now they run across the whole top of your page, and you can't get it off.
Right.
Keep
and it
for
shows
the...
up. You're scrolling upward, and all of a sudden there's a whole other bar of them.
I keep looking for the X to turn it off. There's no way to turn it off. And now Facebook has stories. Have you seen that?
No.
No one does those. No one does those.
But it just started, so I imagine soon enough people will do those. Have you done one yet?
Yeah. Ah! I did two, but
nobody does those.
The engagement with them is a lot weaker, and the response, and it's
because they just started. I just saw it for the first time, like, this morning. When did they start?
Yesterday? No, at least 3 months.
No.
It's been on for a while, yeah.
It has?
Yeah.
I have never noticed that.
Yeah, it's there.
I don't feel like you guys are paying attention.
We're not.
I look at it at least once a day.
I know. I look at it. I click on the notifications and see what's up, and then I don't notice anything else.
Well, all right. Facebook stories. It's a thing now.
Here's the story.
God.
Oh, why do we laugh at the dumbest things?
It started March 28th, everyone. Facebook.
Oh my God.
March 28th?
6 months old. It's an old story.
Well, my Facebook page just got it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone you know finally posted one. Right.
Yeah, I guess. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this reporter thinks it sucks. Thank you. Enough with the stories. Just show me a picture.
It's okay. You don't have to look at them, Finn.
And just let me get off it on Instagram, too. God.
Some
people must just be... Their phone is ready to... Here I am eating. Here I am now.
I really do feel like it must pose quite a delay in their lives when they constantly stopping have to take to a that. Second to, because once in a while you'll do that, like in, you know, oh, this is so cool. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to Instagram this. I'll take a picture. I'm going to put that on Instagram. It is a shutdown of all conversation, of all activity, while you sit and wait for the person to put the, and they're like, all right, you done? And then now they're checking to see if they got likes. Now they keep going back. They're distracted. Did anybody like it? Anybody comment? I mean, I'm guilty of it too. The few times I've put up stuff.
All right.
Here's a story about guys being gross. Thank you, guys are gross.
Yes. Okay, so is there
news
here?
We're so gross.
Yeah.
You know, one of your earlier stories was Billy Bush is now getting divorced, and we speculated it's because his wife thinks he's gross because right. he was part of that grabbing by thing. The
yeah.
Well, that's nothing. If that guy got divorced over that, listen to this.
Okay.
46-year-old Casey McCary is currently serving 6 years for robbery at a jail near Cincinnati, and his wife Candy recently tried to help him smuggle in a bunch of drugs.
Oh.
Specifically, a dozen balloons filled with meth. Oh. She went to visit him, and while she was there, he swallowed 4 of the balloons before a prison guard realized what they were up to.
Oh.
So he's drug muling meth into the jail. They immediately put him in a cell and had to wait 5 days for him to pass the balloons.
5 days.
So they could collect the evidence. Oh. But before they could, he passed all 4 balloons and then swallowed them a second time.
Oh, God. Oh, gee. Oh, my on. God. Did he have a sink at least? He could rinse those off.
Oh,
boy, that's.
What, you think he took the time?
Let's hope so. But like you said, guys.
They say here, he didn't get to wash them off first.
Yeah.
So they had to wait another 4 days for him to pass them again before they could finally recover all 4 balloons. This is the guy?
Yeah.
Well, that is not who I thought he was going to be. Oh, that's the lady?
Yes.
Boy.
What do they look like?
They look like normal old people.
They do. She looks like she could be the heavyset librarian at your high school. And he is the bald-headed, bearded, I don't know, janitor?
Whatever.
I don't
Anything.
Know.
Anything. He could be an engineer down the hall.
I guess he could, sure. He's a little he's a little rough around the edges
well,
for that.
He's in jail, Sarah. He hasn't shaved
true.
In a while. Why would he?
She looks like a very nice lady, though. It's like blonde hair and glasses and, you know, a sad look on her face because I'm assuming this is a mugshot.
For $1 million.
Yep, I'll do it.
You would take those 4 balloons they'd passed through him.
For $1 million?
And swallow them again.
Oh, man.
Can't clean them. For $1 million. Gisette?
I want to say no, but it's $1 million.
It's $1 million.
It's $1 million.
I don't know if I could keep it down. That's the thing. Throw it up.
I would hate to try and lose out on the $1 million because I couldn't get them down, but I still had them in my mouth trying. Like, I might have to pass on that just because I know that I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't even swallow a pickled pig's foot. I really think I'm going to have a hard time with a balloon covered in poo. Yeah.
What? Maybe it's not.
There
are people out there who believe they have, you know, what is the term, ghost poops. They don't even have any.
Yeah, but they're still, I mean, right, they don't have
there's
to wipe,
no
but they don't have
skids.
To. But, I mean, I would assume those things are just covered in, I mean, they're basically poo. I'm going to say, I guess I won't do that for a million. Because I don't think I'm physically capable of doing it. So I wouldn't even, but I wouldn't want to try and fail. And not get the $1 million because trying and failing is as bad as doing it.
What is he whispering?
You farted and then it was immediate swallow, like you were waiting.
That was loud.
I did not know this, but apparently, let me find this part exactly how they word it here. France has legendary sexist behavior.
Really?
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I did not know that.
I
didn't.
Huh.
In
I thought
way?
They were so evolved and that we were the ones that were the pigs.
You all the pigs.
You know, the Americans. But apparently, in France, they want to make wolf whistling and asking women for their phone numbers a criminal offense. Surveys show virtually all French women have been harassed on public transport, in the street, and elsewhere at some time by men.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think that's international. I don't know that that's specific to France. It sounds like they're actually not that sexist if they're trying to put this law into place.
Sounds like anywhere, everywhere.
Right. Basically, that sounds like being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's nice. You get older, it stops. I mean, it probably doesn't stop for you. But I haven't been wolf whistled, and I'd actually welcome it.
Well, the men
just
get older, Sarah.
No, mine don't. Mine, there's just none. There's crickets. The crickets are like, hey, oh, it's you.
I think you have to leave your backyard for someone to see you.
Dude, I walk around all the time. I'm walking
around. Okay, but you left your yard. You got manure on your shirt. That's, it's not exactly.
Wearing your parka.
That is true.
Am I right?
But even when they were doing all that work on the street near my house, it was like a year-long project. And I'd be walking down through there, and I'd be like, well, I guess I've lost it.
Nothing.
Bummer.
Sorry to hear
even
that.
I would walk in yoga pants and stuff, like over to the yoga studio near my house, cross the street, go up there. I was like, where are all the goddamn catcalls? I want something to be outraged at.
France's new leader, President Emmanuel Macron, has pledged to end this nonsense harassment during his election campaign this year. And so now that he's elected,
he's trying to do it.
He plans to make it happen.
All right.
There are a few other countries, including Belgium and Portugal, that have banned such piggish behavior.
Pigs!
The UK and others have broader laws against harassment in general, but none so specific against the cat call or the request for your phone number. France, everyone.
Oh, is this a lady walking? Just walking down there?
Like she's in a farm.
Not this again. I know, E-I-E-I-O.
It's hardwood floor. It's a farm with hardwood floor. Since stilettos.
That's funny. Oh. Well, good for France.
Great job, France.
Of all the things.
A 23-year-old guy named Jordan Judson from Superior, Minnesota, was arrested last week for drawing in wet cement. Some construction workers were fixing a sidewalk last month when Jordan drew two things in the cement. His name and a man area.
Oh.
You know.
I do.
The stick with the two.
It's what guys have clearly practiced drawing, and I've seen it. I bet I can picture exactly what it looks like.
But with his name, too. I mean,
his
dude.
His full name. What full are you name doing? With his middle initial.
A few construction workers spotted him and called the cops. And since his name was right there in the sidewalk, it was hard for him to say, I didn't. What? The city decided to redo that section of the sidewalk so it wouldn't forever have this dude's name on it and, you know.
Yeah. A wiener.
Did the guy come back and remark his territory?
So it cost $13,000.
Wow. Boy, they
this guy's now facing felony charge of criminal damage to property, which could get him up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
Like you could just grind that out.
All for drawing in wet cement. It.
That seems a little much.
Jordan.
Excessive.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. And if they spotted him doing it, why didn't they just go over and step on it? And
would it be excessive
it
if it was your driveway?
If I saw the dude doing it, I would go over there and pound it out. I mean, it's wet cement. I don't understand why. What, did they just stand there arguing about it until
yeah,
the stuff dried?
So. Sure.
Take a picture of it and smoosh it out.
There are union laws.
I guess
I'm
so.
Not fixing that. I'm
can't
on break.
$13,000 for one section of sidewalk.
Listen, sure. I stand here with the slow sign. I don't do that stuff.
That's not my job. Union work. It's good if you can get it.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My freshman year, my roommate in college would get really down sometimes and sit in bed eating Cheeto Puffs and blast Kelly Clarkson. That's from 650.
After Vinny, huh? Vinny's eating pistachios too.
Oh, no, they're just
no,
eating the
Cheeto Puffs.
No, the
texter was eating the Cheeto Puffs.
Yeah.
That's all. Chips.
Are you jealous because someone else has your sound effect?
No, I'm literally eating pistachios. I'm great.
He is.
No, that's great. I don't eat the pistachio.
You don't eat pistachios?
I eat the sunflower seed.
Iota?
By Iota.
MightyIota.com. Ding, ding, shame.
I actually do eat those, too.
Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, they're great.
I overeat those.
Oh, really?
I decided not to bring any more packs home, so I don't eat any more packs of them. My God.
It's hard to stop.
There are like 2.5 servings in that little package.
Right. That is the...
And I'm like, oh.
You're destroying the point.
Right.
I'll have a snack. The whole thing.
It's not that big. I'm like ready to eat the whole damn thing. Good stuff.
Hey, my favorite morning radio crew.
Hey.
None of you are watching The Sinner? Tonight is the finale. It's so freaking good.
Is it?
So check it out.
All right, let me hear.
I sat down on the couch the other day. No, I was already on the couch. The missus comes down from putting the kid to bed, and I don't know, there wasn't anything on TV or whatever, so I'm like, here, take the TV. I'm looking something up or whatever. And she puts on this The Sinner show, which it stars Justin Timberlake's wife. Is her name Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's the star. So I'm catching, I don't know where I am in the story, but it looks like it's a murder scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says the Jessica Biel has this fit of rage that leads her to commit a startling and very public act of violence with no explanation. And then there's 8 episodes to just figure out what happened.
That's it. So that's, she tells me, oh, well, the scene starts with this thing that happens, and then they go back to show you what happened. And apparently it's riveting. Huh. I, of course, was there in the middle going, what the hell is going on here?
The Sinner, huh?
The Sinner. People love it.
I'll have to watch that. Is it, where did they say it was? Netflix?
USA.
Oh, USA Network? All right. The Sinner.
Jessica Biel.
And Bill Pullman. He was the president.
I know. I love him.
Oh, he's in that?
Independence Day. Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Goop, and it's going to get worse from there.
Yeah!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.